NBA Social Justice Coalition urges Congress to pass George Floyd Justice in Policing Bill. By Warner Todd Houston on May 25, 2021. As the first anniversary of Minneapolis man George Floyd's death nears, the NBA Social Justice Coalition is urging Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Bill. George Floyd, a Minneapolis man who died in police custody in May of 2020 and whose death sparked another wave of left-wing activism, riots, and protests. The NBA players formed their Social Justice Coalition in the wake of Floyd's death and on Monday put out a statement urging action, Yahoo Sports reported. Almost exactly 1 year ago, George Floyd was murdered by a police officer in Minneapolis, their statement read, in part. Like millions around the world, NBA players, coaches, governors, officials, and staff throughout our organization were outraged to see the horrifying and unlawful actions of the officer who pinned Mr. Floyd's neck to the ground under his knee for 9 minutes. Mr. Floyd's death added new fuel to the protests, marches, and urgent calls for racial justice and reform locally and nationally. Today, as this painful anniversary approaches, we have an opportunity to honor the memory of Mr. Floyd and others who have been victims of police brutality in this country by passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Systemic problems demand systemic solutions. And, because police actions are governed by a diverse array of state laws and local policies, the Floyd Act takes unprecedented strides toward consistency, reforming at a federal level the practices that failed its namesake. As members of the NBA family, we will continue to use our influence to support common sense policy reform in our communities across the nation so that equal justice is afforded to all, the coalition added. The NBA's Social Justice Coalition includes players Carmelo Anthony, Avery Bradley, Sterling Brown, Donovan Mitchell, Karl-Anthony Towns, and coaches Lloyd Pierce and Doc Rivers. Several team chairmen and owners, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum, and NBPA Executive Director Michelle Roberts are also members. The George Floyd Justice in Policing Bill would ban no-knock warrants, eliminate or weaken qualified immunity for police officers, and impose further restrictions on the use of deadly force, among other things. But it is unlikely to pass in its current form, especially in the U.S. Senate. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.